Actor Enrique Bravo plays Benjamin Barker, a.k.a. Sweeney Todd, in the musical. On a Juno afternoon, Bravo sang a few lines that set the story.
There was a barber and his wife, and she was beautiful. A foolish barber and his wife, she was his reason and his life. And she was beautiful.
Enter the evil judge Turpin, who is interested in Barker's wife and unjustly sends the barber off to prison in Australia. Barker breaks out, returns to London, and finds out that
his wife has poisoned herself and that his daughter with his wife, Lucy, Joanne, has been also taken over by the judge.
One might assume the rest of the plot would be a predictable revenge tale until Barker meets up with Mrs. Lovett, who runs a pie shop that serves meat pies.
She's been in love with Benjamin Barker for a long time, so that sort of fuels that relationship.
So does their business arrangement, where Barker dispatches his victims with a straight razor and Mrs. Lovett cooks them in pies. But the play is about more than that, says Bravo.
There's a lot of themes of classes in society, you know, the rich basically taking advantage of the poor. And so it's got a lot. It's a meaty musical. You know, it's not one of those fluff musicals.
A meaty musical. The cast includes 14 actors and singers and 6 musicians. Music director Todd Hunt says he's gained new respect working with the play's sometimes complicated music composed by Stephen Sondheim.
You can see, though, that in all of the difficult things he puts in, there's always a dramatic reason for why. Like, you know, when there's something repeated, it's not exactly repeated. It's a little bit different, or the harmonies are a little bit different underneath it. It's because things are always changing. And in that way, it's very organically written music, and that has been wonderful to discover.
Note that there are both a pie and a barber shop within walking distance of the theater. Okay, well, pizza and a hair salon, but you never know. In Juno, I'm Scott Burton.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again. He trod a path that few have trod. Did Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. He kept a shop in London town of fancy clients and good renown. And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Swing your razor wide, Sweeney, hold it to the skies. Freely flows the blood of those who moralize. His needs were few, his room was bare. A bow and a fancy chair. A mug of suds and a leather strop. An apron, a towel, a pail and a mop. For neatness he deserves a nod to Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Inconspicuous Sweeney was, quick and quiet and clean he was. Back of his smile, under his words, Sweeney heard music that nobody heard. Sweeney pondered and Sweeney planned like a perfect machine he planned.
Sweeney was smooth, Sweeney was subtle, Sweeney would blink and rats would scuttle. Sweeney was smooth, Sweeney was subtle, Sweeney would blink and rats would scuttle. Sweeney was smooth, Sweeney was subtle, Sweeney would blink and rats would scuttle. Sweeney was smooth, Sweeney was subtle, Sweeney would blink and rats would scuttle.
Dark and a vengeful God.
Serve the dark and a vengeful God.
What happened then? Well, that's the play, and he wouldn't want us to give it away.
Not Sweeney. Not Sweeney Todd. The demon barber of Fleet Street.